Good evening, ladies and gentlemen that aren't there. I'm pretty bored. Of course you were texting right now. Me and Jekyll were supposed to be doing every other day. I have problems keeping up with that, so it's just gonna be whenever there's something new, or whenever I'm bored. Jesus Christ. That is my mother texting me, even though she's like dead asleep right now. But sorry about that. Back to the podcast. Like I said, Jekyll will not always be with us. We are on complete opposite schedules. Probably the weekends. The weekends most likely is when you'll have both casters, but you're just stuck with me for right now. Now, I'm trying to get the formula down, the best algorithm that there is to, you know, do my podcast and keep people latched on and, you know, entertained and informed, or, you know, get a good laugh in or something of that sort. I'm trying to incorporate as much as possible without being completely overwhelming, I guess. So I think I need sections. I think I need a beginning, middle, end, so to speak. I need like some Tosh.0 little categories that start and finish. Have a little time period on each one. You know, that way people have like their favorites if they want to stay and listen to. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud. I should stop thinking and giving ideas away. I need all the help I can get here. One thing I would very much like to talk about, which this could be the whole fucking season, or the whole season, the whole cast talking about this, but it's getting kind of ridiculous in my perspective anyway. How stupid is it? On the news I heard that they are removing analog clocks from schools because the younger generation does not know how to read analog clocks, and they're replacing them with digital. I have a bit of an issue with that. So instead of... We're gonna mold the world around their limits instead of molding them around the way the world works. See, that's giving them entitlement right there. We're going backwards even further. And I don't understand it. My grandma drove up from Georgia today and ended up getting on a topic with my grandpa about how, you know, my brother's senior baseball team is going downhill, and every year it's gone downhill. And he mentioned something to do with laziness, which I agree with. People are getting fucking lazy. They don't want to do shit, and I'm one of them. But
I mean, there are other reasons, you know, just other than laziness, but, like, just being comfortable, you know, we got robots that clean our fucking floors so we don't have to, we got, you know, everything that can do anything for us, we got fucking, the home Siri thing that can pretty much control people's houses if you wanted it to, turn on the lights, Siri, fucking suck me off, Siri, dim the lights and play disco music, or turn the TV on, or play this movie. Reach the fuck over and grab the damn remote, you know? Fucking, yeah, I get it's making little things simpler to do, I get that, but when a lot of little things start adding up to where you're, like, literally not even doing any movement at all. I mean, just picture everyone in the world for 10 straight years. For 10 years, we all have the home, the full home, you know, Siri or whatever the fuck that thing is. And that's all we do is we have a machine to do everything for us, you know, other than obviously go to work and whatnot. But if we quit doing the little things, the annoying tiny things that we're used to doing, if we do that for 10 years straight, our DNA is literally going to change. Like, I mean, yeah, evolution is a thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I know schooling is a little distilled in places. But, science is real. Facts are facts. 1 + 1 = 2. Deal with it. I'm not saying I'm not religious. I'm just saying facts are facts. You know? We as humans adapt to our surroundings. We adapt to... We're adaptive creatures. In a nutshell. You know, there was this, this entire family that lived, breathed, ate water. Not, okay, you get my point. They're generation of swimmers and people who just love being in the water. Well, their newest generation actually developed longer webbing in their fingers and toes because that gene got used to doing that for so long that it said, hey, we're going to make it easier. We're going to do something to, okay, if all you're doing is sitting on your ass and telling shit what to do for you, and it might not be much, but, you know, think 10 years from now, you know, the movie, I don't know if it's Surrogates. I don't know. There's a movie even out there about it where, you know, you're at home in a little fucking pod. Podcast. You're in a little pod controlling pretty much a robot version of yourself or whoever you picked in the fucking category, in the catalog. You know, you can be a fucking white Caucasian. Oh, that's the same. You could be a Caucasian, overweight, 60-year-old male out there with a smoking hot Asian surrogate thing. I think that was one of them in the movie. But it's leading up to something, maybe not that drastic, but it's getting ridiculous. I think a lot of the laziness is coming from technology. And that's what I said. I said, yeah, laziness, but laziness due to technology. And, of course, my grandpa disagreed with me. But I strongly believe that our focus on technology and what it could do for us and what it can do and should be doing for us is we're focusing on the wrong aspects of technology. I mean, I'm getting sick of social media in general altogether. I mean, I don't know if people are just bored or that stupid, or they just don't care. But I mean, you can't click on one post anymore. You know, one somewhat viral post, I should say. Something that's pretty popular. You can't click on it without a whole group, a whole fucking handful of just ignorant fucking people commenting the most hateful, dumbest, attention-seeking shit that's just no value in it. Nothing contributed. Fucking try and put jumper cables on anything. I mean, they try to start whatever the fuck they can, you know? Like, starting beef between two people that, you know, have nothing just because they're bored. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's getting ridiculous. I get everyone has their own opinion. I respect everyone's opinion. But when it's not even an opinion and it's a fucking, it's just a slam or a something negative for no reason, just to say it, just it bothers me. Social media is crashing hard. Good song. I can't believe he died. Avicii. Great fucking musician. Great musician. I mean, this song here, Hey Brother, Levels. Everyone knows Levels. You know, sometimes you get a good feeling. I'm gonna turn this up a bit, just because I love it.
Hey, brother, thank you.
I actually, when I found out about his death, I picked one of his songs that I like, which is, you know, pretty Wake Me Up. That's a good one also. I'm trying to learn how to play it fluently on piano. It's coming along. But it is kind of sad that you don't really, we don't appreciate the things we have until they're gone. We really don't. We take shit for granted like it's... I'm getting off topic here. But yeah, it is sad. He will be missed. He will be remembered. He was not that known. But if you did, if you were lucky to know of him or hear of his music, you should feel lucky. You won't be able to create any more, anything else now. It's just gone. These songs that'll probably be popular for the next, not really even popular, you know, 10, 20 years from now, these will be barely played. You know, you'll play this song in a bar 20 years from now and people look at you like you're fucking retarded. I might cut this one short. I know I usually try to do half an hour increments, but I mean, if you want me to be honest, I gotta take a shit. I mean, let's be real with each other here. It happens. Didn't have to when I started. Got to now. Oh, and plus I'm off topic again completely. I don't even remember what the fuck I was supposed to be talking about. No, it's education. Yeah. Well, to sum it up, I don't understand why we're advancing so fucking quickly in technology. You know, there's a new iPhone here, new fucking this and new that. And yet, most schooling... I mean, yeah, you can advance the equipment in schools. Yeah, give them all a fucking iPad or a fucking laptop, you know? But when you still teach the same fucking way, when you still have the same equation of a problem, you know, you can change some fucking variables around, all right, or add some shit to it. But if you're not changing the main part of it, if you're not changing the formula which you go about it, the roots of it, it's not really fucking changing. Okay? There's got to be a point where we flip the fucking education and what we learn about, when we learn it, how we fucking learn it, that's got to be completely just thrown away and start anew. Completely. I mean, to this day, I've still never had to know the fucking Earth's layers. You know, I've never had to recite the fucking all states and capitals for anyone. I don't think I've needed to know the capitals. You know, I mean, yeah, you learn the states as you go. You know, you look at a map. Now you don't even need to know the name of the destination where you're going. You fucking type in shit on a GPS and there you go, boom. I mean, unless you're passionate about maps and geography, sure. We need a more focused approach to education and a complete switch up on how we learn instead of sitting in an orderly fashion in a classroom with one person in charge who we call a teacher, and this one person is teaching all these different types of creatures with different passions and different likes and different ways of learning, teaching them all the same way at the same time. But that's my opinion. What do I know? I guess 10 minutes short isn't bad. Not that anyone is ever fucking listening anyways. Good practice though, right? Well, this has been a good boredom filler for 18 minutes. Hope you all enjoyed it. I promise to advance and get better with these podcasts and hopefully eventually become super famous and rich from it. If that's a thing. Hide out.